Hazrat Masala, I have noticed whenever you're reading your Friday sermon, you don't wear glasses for, and you're always in excellent health. And could you tell your secret?
You see, well, the secret is from Allah's Allah's grace, in fact. But you shouldn't misconstrue from this by seeing me reading without the glasses. My sight has definitely suffered, like it should normally do, but very little. In ordinary daily time I spent in my office, most of the time I do not wear spectacles at all. I read the ordinary mail and things all right, but when it comes to small print or some hands which are, you know, which are rather involved and spidery, I have to use the spectacles. My number is 1.5, and ever since I first use it, I realized that I should use some spectacles. It was in 1950. I think it was when I was 52 years old. At that time, my number was 1, and now it has advanced to 0.5 only. It is surprising indeed, because the experts tell me it should advance much, much more. But it's the grace of Allah. I don't know what the secret is.
How do you keep yourself healthy?
Because I think I'm not keeping myself as healthy as I should, because I don't have time for enough exercise. But I have daily exercise. And there I can tell you one other secret. Turn to homeopathy. If you want to remain really healthy, it's very important to get rid of the allopathic system of drugging. The system itself is so cruel that it destroys your livers, your other glands, directly attacks the heart, etc., kidneys, because when it confronts the presence of viruses or bacteria in the body, it must kill them. And the poisons which are essential for killing life are given to you in the name of drugs. And they have no other alternative but to do that. So it is very naive to believe that they would kill only selectively the foreign elements which are not wanted in the system. When they are powerful and potent enough to kill some forms of life, they also incidentally injure some other forms of life within your system. And no sane allopath would deny this. You know, some quacks may say, no, 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 it's not right. Everybody knows how the liver function is affected adversely, how the heart function is affected, how kidneys receive a negative, are injured sometimes in the membranes within, which is called mucous membranes, and because of overmuch of antibiotics or overmuch of aspirin or overmuch of other such things. So ever since I started homeopathy, I felt that I'm feeling definitely, with the grace of Allah, much better than before. My serious attacks of migraine have gone. My hyperacidity, with which I lived, which was also responsible for my migraine attacks, it's no more there. Very occasionally I feel, and then I treat myself, and it's all right. So, because we have banned from our family, antibiotics. That's one major factor. Whether homeopathy is good or bad, banning of this antibiotics is definitely good. But when you ban them, you must have some alternative. And that is why I say homeopathy is, mashallah, is a well-tried, well-tested alternative, which is far better than the allopathic system of cure. right?